Hi, it's JC with the top five reasons you should watch all the big games at Hooters instead of at home. Number one, our nearly world-famous wings, shaken in your favorite wing sauce. You just can't duplicate that. Two, pitchers of beer served ice-cold at your table so you don't miss any of the action. Three and four, Hooters delicious seafood and sandwiches. And number five, all the food and fun served up by the world-famous Hooters girls, of course. See you at Hooters.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, offering you bonus podcasts for your championship week or to avoid the dreaded last place penalty. This podcast is presented by Hooters. There are 11 original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. And for those of you around the state of Florida, around the United States, and around the world, I think you know where your nearest Hooters location is. If not, you probably have some form of electronic device on you right now. If you punch Hooters into the search engine, it will tell you how to seek a Hooters out. For football watching all day on Saturday with the triple header, remember, big jump. I like how this affects the dynamic of championship week with three games, including a potential shootout in the first game of the triple header with Texans and Bucks, followed by a game I'm fading for fantasy purposes, Patriots and Bills, other than the DSTs. And then the nightcap, who knows? I mean, I've said you play Gurley, you play Kittle, and you play Mostert as an RB2 or a flex. And after that, I'm not sure about anything else. Maybe the Niners DST, but I think there are better options out there. I did a previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast this week, previewing all three Saturday games. But yes, thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship for the third consecutive year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also thanking Bill Curry Ford, longtime respected dealership taking care of generations of Tampa Bay residents with their vehicle purchases and servicing on Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium and Steinbrenner Field, not far from the Hooters that hosts our annual draft event and this year hosted our regular season finale. Because I'm doing all these bonus podcasts this week for championship week, I want to give some of my Todd Wright Toddcast and Todd Wright Tour supporters some love. So if you are a golfer in the Tampa Bay area and you experience lower back pain from golf, you get tired playing golf, or you feel like your hips are not working properly, may I recommend Daniel Shipman at Full Torque Fitness. FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164. Daniel has been a huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for the entire calendar year and going into 2020. He comes to all of my tournaments with massage tables and professionally stretches my players for free and talks to them about their level of golf fitness and how they feel. At my tournaments, he'd love to put you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen if you answered yes to any of those three questions about being tired, back pain, or feel like your hips don't work when you swing the golf club. Tremendously organized, detail-oriented individual. True professional, Daniel Shipman. Reach out to him at FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164. Todd Wright Tour 23, which actually will go under the more popular title simply because of the format of Good versus Evil Chapter 4, nine holes as easy as we can make them. That's one tournament, nine holes as challenging as we can make them, and we trick them up. Good versus Evil Chapter 4 will be in its traditional spot on Super Bowl Saturday morning. It has already reached a sellout level before it goes on sale to the public, but I will be assembling a waiting list. If you want golf information, the key is to get ahead of the curve and know before they go on sale to the public. That gets you into the events. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at toddwright2020 or on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Our golf tournaments are a ton of fun. The Holiday Spectacular last Saturday was terrific. Thanks to West Chase Golf Club for all they do. I'll be telling you more about West Chase Golf Club on the Todd Wright Toddcast for the next month and going into the start of the golf season here in January for Jared Atkinson and Spencer and company over there. All right. As I cut this podcast at roughly 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, just finished my last fantasy segment for the season with Gil Alexander on VSiN. Thank you for having me, Gil, all season long to talk fantasy. There's not too much that has changed from when I cut the last podcast and from going on Gil's show. So I'm just going to reiterate my email. I just answered a question from Gino in Connecticut, who is blessed with riches at the wide receiver position. And if Cook doesn't go and Madison does, he can plug Madison in as a running back or flex as well. And you can email me your championship week, last place game, roster questions. Tell me what you're thinking, and I'll give you a second opinion. I'm not going to set your lineup. I want to know what you're thinking on this and why. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I'm going to assume this podcast will post either Friday night or early Saturday morning, and I will answer questions throughout the day on Saturday. I'll be making an appearance in Tampa Bay on the Myco radio show from 2 to 4 in the afternoon at Anthony Peroni's Pin Chasers location on Veterans. I was just at Pin Chasers with my friends at the Identity Tampa Bay yesterday for their just some holiday fun. And I'll be at Pin Chasers Veterans tomorrow on the Myco radio show on 102.5 The Bone from 2 to 4. I'll be there roughly 3 o'clock after attending the first half of the Texans-Bucks game. But I will be checking my email for your fantasy emails on Saturday. Again, on Sunday, I have 4 leagues to commission. I have other things to do. I do not answer and respond to emails on Sunday. Now, come Monday, before the Packers-Vikings game, I can answer your emails. I mean, there's a lot of potential things on Monday night. I know if I'm not in a championship game. I admit that. Fortunately, I'm not in a last place game either. But if I was, I mean, I'm still playing this week. I still enjoy playing for third place, fifth place, whatever it is. I just keep playing. I want players in that Monday game. I want to keep pushing forward. Maybe my opponent is done as of 8 o'clock or midnight on Sunday. And there's a lot in play there, especially with the Vikings running back situation. But your emails will be answered as long as you get them in by Saturday night or Monday morning, Monday afternoon. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. At the end of my segment with Gil Alexander on VSiN today, and it was something Gil and I were talking about. We were talking about just the year in general in fantasy football and how difficult it has been relative to other years. How in my foundation league, Lamar Jackson was the third pick of the last round. He is the most productive fantasy player this season across the board. Christian McCaffrey was the third of the big three running backs selected in most leagues outside of the Carolinas. Now, Saquon Barkley is showing up at just the right time. Saquon Barkley, big week 15 for your fantasy semis. Might have helped you get to the championship and push him through. You waited all year for this. Now, I didn't. I traded Saquon Barkley a little past midseason. I couldn't wait anymore. But I traded him for Alvin Kamara, and Kamara hasn't come around either. Now, it's not like Kamara's putting up zeros, but he can't get rushing yardage and rushing touchdowns. It's not there. The Saints might have to invest in more of a true power between the tackles running back, like a Mark Ingram, to get Kamara back in his comfort zone to be that, to call him an RB2 is not right, but to get Kamara more in his comfort zone rather than playing Kamara on the early downs and forcing him to take the goal line work. Because the goal line work is going to Murray or Taysom Hill, unless they're going to put a running back number on Taysom Hill and line him up on first down as a tailback. Who knows what Sean Payton will do? But Gil and I were talking about a number of things with fantasy football. And then, as is always the case in my entire 17-plus year national radio career, I always think of something else I wanted to talk about the minute that the red light goes off. And here it is. So I'll put it in this podcast since there's nothing really new to talk about. And I'm going to cut you another podcast on Saturday to preview the Sunday games, because I've previewed the Saturday games on a previous podcast. I've previewed the Sunday night and Monday night games on a previous Todd Ray Fantasy Football podcast. I got to give you the Sunday afternoon games, the 1 o'clock Eastern starts, the 4 o'clock plus Eastern starts as well. I'll do that in the next podcast. So what I should have done with Gil is I should have made Gil a deal and said, Gil, let's say this is August. We're getting ready for fantasy football drafts. He plays fantasy. I play fantasy. Say, just you and me. We're going to make a deal right now. We're going to skip over the first 15 weeks of the regular season. Just skip over them. You and I are going to play a championship game, week 16, and we're going to make a deal right now on who our rosters are. So, Gil, you have the choice. You can have, and this is a conversation in August. So think about where your mindset was in August. And I would have offered Gil, as I would have offered all of you, this is August, the rosters of the perceived three best teams in football. You can have all the Patriots. You can have all the Chiefs. You can have all the Rams. Or you can have none of them and pick a week 16 roster from the other 29 NFL teams. What would you do? The point I'm making on this is, let's say you took the deal. You're thinking, of course I'll take the deal. My quarterback is Mahomes. I got my choice of Kansas City running backs. Many people were taking Damian Williams as their RB2. In drafts in August or on Labor Day. I get Sony Michel. I get James White. I get Todd Gurley. Wide receiver, I get Kupp. I get Cooks. I get Woods. I get Edelman. I get Josh Gordon. You would have inherited Antonio Brown a couple of weeks later. There was already buzz on that, right? You get Tyreek Hill. You get Sammy Watkins. You get Travis Kelce. It's exciting, right? Not so good now. You know, even with the Chiefs, Mahomes' last four games, total 101 rushing yards. Total. Because he's not doing it. Because he's still hurt. He's getting it done, though. But not as much for fantasy purposes. Better game in week 15 than some of the previous weeks. Tyreek Hill, kind of relying on that one big play now, rather than getting the volume and racking up big yardage. Kelsey's come on strong in recent weeks. Patriots, I could make a case you play no Patriots in championship week. I think the strongest, Edelman is the one that's the toughest to fade, but look at him last week. And just look at the Patriots overall. Look at the matchup. And then, yeah, I guess you can make a case for James White. He comes on this time of year, had a good week last week, but can't you do better somewhere else than James White? Sony Michel, very touchdown dependent. And then with the Rams, I've given up on figuring them out. Yeah, I think you play Gurley this week. I've talked about that. But other than that, I don't know that you do. I mean, the Rams have managed to somehow make Cooper Kupp maybe, you know, considered, I didn't turn my phone off, kind of a flex play. And even those couple hot weeks with Robert Woods, not sure what that means for championship week. So just a point that I'm making about what a year it's been in fantasy football, that if I offered you that deal back in August, before the season began, we're going to skip over 15 weeks and go head-to-head. You can assemble an entire fantasy roster of Rams, Patriots, and Chiefs, or I get to assemble that roster and you can have the other 29 teams in the NFL, what would you have chosen? And just think about the perspective on that and what it means for this fantasy season. Again, I'll give you another Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast. At some point, it should post on Saturday or maybe Sunday morning, previewing Sunday afternoon games, both in the early window and the late window. I've already previewed the three Saturday games, the Sunday night game, and the Monday night game. And if there's any updated news on the Vikings backfield, on Dak Prescott's situation, one more thing on the Cowboys. If you are playing Amari Cooper this week, take another look at it. Just take a look at his last month, how much of his points against the Bears were garbage time. Take another look at it. Think about Dak's injury. Look at how many mouths there are to feed in Dallas. And consider how Cooper is playing hurt for the good of the team, even as a decoy, because he wants the contract and he wants to stay in Dallas. I'm not telling you to bench him. I just want you to think about it. I want you to think about whether or not Cooper is the best play for you this week based on your wide receiver situation and your flex options. Take another look at it. Look at all the factors. Look at the last month of the Cowboys. Look at the last month of Amari Cooper. The injury to Prescott. The fact that even against the Eagles, who have a strong run defense, you know Ezekiel Elliott's going to get 18, 20 carries. That's 20 snaps where the ball cannot be thrown to Amari Cooper. As bad as the Eagles' pass defense is, just take another look at it. If you feel strongly that Cooper's going to give you that, we always look for that minimum 10 points out of starters in standard, as I call it, Todd Wright modified scoring leagues. Okay. But just take another look at it. Take a look at your other options, just based on some of the emails coming in. And the same with DJ Moore. High volume wide receiver has helped you out a lot the last couple of months. Carolina's changing quarterbacks. Give it another look on DJ Moore. Take a look at your other options. See if you still feel strongly about it. I'll leave you with that because I got nothing to update on the Vikings running back situation as we speak. Give you another podcast for the Sunday 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock plus games. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you then.